Hello and welcome to Press TV's debate. I'm Mercy Hashmi. Thanks so much for being with us. Since U.S. President Donald Trump took office last year, we have been hearing about possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians. Now, 13 Russian nationals have been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of interfering in the 2016 presidential election. Is this the bomb that will explode and bringing down important individuals in the Trump administration, or is it simply a dud that actually proves no collusion between the Trump camp and the Russians? Well, stay with us as we take a look at this topic on this debate.
Testimony you are about to give shall be the truth.
U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe into Russia's alleged interference in the 2016 presidential election has reached a new stage. Prosecutors have charged over a dozen Russian nationals and three companies over attempts to influence the voting process.
A grand jury in the District of Columbia today returned an indictment presented by the Special Counsel's office. The indictment charges 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for committing federal crimes while seeking to interfere in the United States political system, including the 2016 presidential election.
The charges include conspiracy, wire fraud, bank fraud, and aggravated identity theft. The indictment was brought by the office of Mueller. It alleges that the Russians used bogus social media posting and advertisements, which were fraudulently purchased in the name of Americans, to sway political opinion during the race between then-Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. Analysts believe the indictment still failed to prove that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia.
You know, the idea behind Mueller investigation was to establish certain kind of pattern of collusion between Russia and Trump. And there is absolutely nothing in these charges. In fact, what the charges tell me is that, you know, these individuals could try to sort of, you know, present Hillary in a not particularly sympathetic way. They didn't even know how to operate. They didn't know how to do.
The Kremlin has issued a statement dismissing the accusations as absurd. Reacting to the indictments, Trump said there was no collusion between his camp and Moscow. In a tweet, he reiterated that the result of the voting was not impacted by Moscow and that Russia started its anti-US campaigns in 2014, long before he declared his candidacy. U.S. Republicans and Democrats both call for concerted action to combat foreign interference in U.S. elections. Some Democrats called for sanctions on Moscow and said the indictments should end Trump's insistence that Russia's meddling was fake news. Trump has never accepted the U.S. intelligence report and has denounced Mueller's probe as a witch hunt. Before Friday, four people, including Trump's former national security adviser and former campaign chairman, had been charged in Mueller's investigation. Although the new indictments do not directly suggest collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians, it says the meddling effort may have been aided by unwitting individuals associated with the Republican nominee. All in all, the heat is increasing and the investigation isn't over yet. At the very least, if Mueller's allegations hold up in court, it will become increasingly difficult for the president to argue that the Russian meddling on his behalf is an unsubstantiated hoax.
Well, my guest to the program, former American intelligence linguist Mr. Scott Ricard out of Florida, and former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer Scott Bennett out of San Francisco. Well, thank you both, Scotts, for being with me on this debate. Starting it off now in Florida with Scott Ricard, how significant are these indictments, and do you think it will actually lead to arrests higher up to the ladder?
Well, the indictments obviously are pretty soft core when it comes to the facts that the Russian individuals were causing any kind of interruption to the American political system. Certainly there are individuals in the Russian intelligence community, in the Russian diplomatic corps, as well as Russian individuals themselves, who have a say about what's happening in the United States political system and try to interject their opinions. This is absolutely diplomacy around the world. We see every American and president getting involved in foreign elections as well, basically recommending one party over another. And that's pretty much the status quo when it comes to foreign operations. And if you look at the organizations that are making these claims, including the FBI, including the CIA, including the Defense Intelligence Agency's folks, this is a very biased organization when it comes to partisan politics as well. The intelligence community has both left and right wing individuals. It's very much like the organizations that they're calling nonpartisan in publications like Newsweek. If you look at one of the recent reports from last year from a group called Hamilton 68, they're called a nonpartisan group when in fact they're very closely tied to the German Marshall Fund, which is very closely tied to Politico, which is very closely tied to the Cohen Group, which is absolutely tied to the defense intelligence community, as well as the defense industry. So these are not nonpartisan groups that are providing this quote unquote nonpartisan analysis and research. These are absolutely partisan groups that are going after very tidbits of information and trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Okay.
And obviously, you know, there is where you look for a problem, you can find it.
What about that, Scott Bennett? Mueller's investigation started off with investigating collusion between Russians and the Trump campaign, and nothing actually has been said about that side of things in these indictments. What's going on in your perspective with all of this?
Well, I think we are witnessing the last thrashing, drowning strokes of the Department of Justice and the FBI and the highest levels of the intelligence circles that Obama had placed, because it is all coming out that they were engaged in treasonous activities, undermining a president, inventing a false Russian narrative, inventing a false Russian dossier, committing fraud upon a court by introducing it to a judge, pretending that it was real, and starting a surveillance operation and indictments that flowed from the surveillance operation, which are illegal, they're unlawful, they're fruit of the poisonous tree, so they have to be thrown out, and everything associated with that thrown out. So I think it's a matter of time before motions to dismiss are filed on Manafort's behalf, on Flynn's behalf, on anyone else that is dragged in on this. And of course, we see some larger deep state corruptions and skullduggery. We see Rosenstein, this fool who gets up trying to say an indictment means major laws have been violated. Everyone knows they can indict a ham sandwich, as they've said before. And when it comes to the scrutiny of a court, you'll find this case most likely is thrown out altogether because they really don't have anything. They may have some Russian individuals who've sent out tweets or Facebook posts or things of that nature, but it's laughable to conclude that that is directly related to Vladimir Putin or any of his highest intelligence circles. Instead, this is Rosenstein and all of his cronies, McCabe, Ginny Ree, Peter Strzok, all of these corrupt traitors, including Robert Mueller, one of the greatest traitors in American history, who hid the entire 9/11 false flag attack that was used to justify these Middle East wars. All of these people are being exposed. Senator Dick Black was just on RT, and he's exposed them for what they did to him and the FBI trying to collude to entrap him. That was McCabe. And all of them work in the same tent. Rosenstein, McCabe, Ginny Ree, Peter Strzok. And the false Russian narrative, the false Russian propaganda, it's all coming out. It's not going to have any legal scrutiny. But what it does show is Donald Trump has an option. Does he fire these people and really expose them? Or does he remain silent and
all right,
say,
stay with
I think
me
he
on that note, Scott
he,
Bennett. Let me cross back over to Scott Ricard. What about that? What's your take on that? Where all of this will go? The indictment in general, 10 pages, appears to be without a lot of substance. So if this is true, could this be possibly a smokescreen for something else. How do you analyze this side of things?
Well, absolutely, it's a smokescreen. When you look at the facts that Scott just laid out, there's 100% these individuals who are making the claims, you know, including James Clapper and McMasters and many others. These are individuals who have been caught red-handed. They've been caught red-handed, and they're trying to divert attention from themselves. And at the same time, unfortunately, Donald Trump is in no position to hold these people accountable because he himself has surrounded himself with very similar players on the right-wing side of American politics. And these individuals are themselves guilty of very similar crimes, of maybe not in the nature of that particular election, but certainly the guys like Paul Manafort and Mike Flynn and these individuals who have already been indicted, they are absolutely guilty, but they will only receive hand slaps because Donald Trump won't go after anyone, because if he does, that will cause a house of cards to fall, because there are many people who should be held accountable. And if the left is held accountable, they will make sure that the right is held accountable.
Scott Bennett, your take on what Scott Ricord has just said. Do you think it's basically like a house of cards waiting to fall? And do you think that Donald Trump will go after it? Will he be aggressive with this?
Well, I think Scott Ricard's analysis is very intelligent, very well seasoned from his experience. I'd say it is a house of cards populated by a bunch of wind-up monkeys who slam together brass cymbals. That's the ideal representation of John McCain and Lindsey Graham and these other anti-Russian, senile, demented old men who've lost touch with reality and think that the Soviet Union has had a resurgence. No one under the age of 55 believes that, and that's our hope for the world, is that the younger generation is going to increasingly see these old, prejudiced, bitter policies and the men behind them as antiquated and unconstructive and, in fact, very, very dangerous to the stabilization of the world. And the young people hopefully will be rising up and rejecting it and seeking out positive ties with Russia, Iran, and other countries and stopping these endless regime change wars that have been launched since 2001. So I think there's a major shift going on. This is the deep state panicking, getting very nervous. We already see some of the other international reports of the white helmets preparing a chlorine gas attack. I think that was thwarted by Russia. And Russia has thwarted the entire Saudi Arabian, Israel, U.S. advance in Syria, and Iran has as well. So Donald Trump really needs to get off of this old policy that was started under Obama, or else he will be a one-term president, because the American people agree with the Russians. They agree with the Iranians. They don't want their own sons and daughters in Syria. They don't want a illegal war, having them charged with war crimes. Which is what should happen, because we're there illegally against the permission of the government of Syria. That's an invasion. The UN should stand up and hold America accountable like it held Saddam Hussein in Iraq accountable for an invasion. So I think Donald Trump is increasingly, hopefully, going to be abandoning these old policies. And I know I sent him a memo on December 19th, and I sent it to other members in the Congress, that brought together what I knew with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and Eric Holder and Lanny Breuer and Roger Zakheim, Dove Zakheim, all of the Covington and Burling role in Saudi Arabia terrorist financing. Now, Donald Trump had better act on that and get behind it and hold hearings and prosecute the people like Scott Ricard identified, prosecute everybody who's held a role in those crimes, or he should be prosecuted himself. The American people voted for him not because he was establishment, because he said he was anti-establishment. Let him prove it.
Well, Scott Ricard, why don't we see an investigation into why the U.S. would be so vulnerable to possible interference in this election? They've been talking so much about Russian interference. I mean, many nations do this to each other, and the U.S. is one of the main culprits, actually, in this game. So wouldn't the Americans protect themselves from having foreign entities influence its election to that degree?
Well, absolutely. In fact, they're probably one of the best in the world. You know, those who live in glass houses should not throw stones. The Americans have fantastic propaganda that they just spew upon their society from the left and the right media. And there's absolutely no room for foreign intervention. When a foreign country like Russia comes in and tries to basically sponsor some Facebook tweets, you already have Hillary Clinton and Podesta, who have already cut a deal with Google and have cut a deal with Facebook to basically minimize these types of activity, not only from Russia, but also from the right-wing propaganda that comes out from their elected officials and their supporting lobbyists and their supporting campaign organizations. So there's a tremendous amount of collusion within the country that has absolutely nothing. The Russians couldn't hold a candle to it. So the fact is that if they really want to start prosecuting some individuals, I think you should turn the telescopes around and look in within the country, because both Scott and I signed an oath and we agreed to fighting enemies both foreign and domestic when we joined the military services. Yes. And I got to tell you, in my entire lifetime, I've never seen any domestic enemies held accountable. And there are literally tens of thousands of them walking among us.
Well, now, Scott Bennett, yes, according to political scientist Dov Levin, Washington has interfered in 85 countries' elections since 1945, and this figure does not even include regime change by the U.S. Doesn't that expose the overall hypocrisy coming out of Washington?
It does, Marzia. There is an overwhelming hypocrisy. I'd say there's also an overwhelming delusion, a schizophrenia, a mental sickness that has been politely described by Russians analyzing the indictment as an emotional people. The Americans are an emotional people. No, they're a schizophrenic, mentally broken down, tragically, torn apart in the families and the domestic culture of America, with some of the highest incidences of imprisoned population, broken families. Now you have the next specter of transgenderism, homosexuality, and all of this poison that is seeping into the bone marrow of the American culture and personality. That's the witness of a disintegrating society, a disintegrating people. And you see this quickening in these false flag attacks and the police state rising in America. So you see not only the hypocrisy of America going around the world trying to say it's the defender of freedom, it's the leader of the world, it's the high priest of capitalism and human rights, and then you see it exercising that with skullduggery and mercenaries from Saudi Arabia and Swiss banks like Union Bank of Switzerland funneling hundreds of millions of dollars to people like the Clinton Foundation, in order to pay for the mercenaries and getting weapons from Eastern Europe and pretending they're for U.S. war games when in fact they're giving them directly to ISIS. The 50,000 Stinger missiles that were missing in Libya sent to Turkey and then they were then sent to Syria that shot down the Russian plane. All of these things should warrant a Nuremberg hearing in the International Criminal Court. And if the international structures are not sufficient, there need to be new international structures that rise up, new coalitions, new confederacies, such as the BRICS nations, the Shanghai Silk Road Development Corporation, all of these new international bodies that want stability in civilization, not reckless regime change.
All right. And that's let me get Scott Ricard back in on this, Scott Bennett. Scott Ricard, if there is any entity that has influence over American elections, it would be the Israeli lobby. Why isn't anything being said about the Israelis if the integrity of the election is really being questioned?
Well, the Israeli lobby has a very strong history in the United States. You go back to the late 1800s. As well as in the early 1900s, you know, individuals like Samuel Untermeyer, Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud. These were people. Edward Bernays wrote a book called Propaganda, and the premise of the book was how to use media to control societies. And you look at the Hasbara groups that became very prevalent in the 60s and became extremely powerful in the 80s in the United States. These propaganda groups have worked alongside the American politics, the American business, American finance, Just look at Goldman Sachs. I mean, Goldman Sachs is tied into AIPAC, but it's a bipartisan organization. It supports all of our politicians. These are very powerful individuals, and it really is a Zionist issue rather than a pro-Israel issue. And a lot of that goes back to the Schofield Reference Bible and the modifications that were made by the United Kingdom to basically support their initiatives in Palestine and to create the State of Israel ultimately in 1948. But it was a thought that was much earlier around the Balfour Agreement in 1917. So this is a long-standing push of a political system, Zionism, much like capitalism or communism. It's just a political system out of Odessa, Ukraine, and it was very wildly successful. There's more Christian Zionists now in the world than the Jewish faith. So this is a different society that's been molded out of the socio, I guess, political developments of the late 1800s, early 1900s. And unfortunately, these influences are very powerful, and they supersede any type of democracy in the United States, United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia. Most of the former colonies of the British Empire are extremely pro-Israel Zionist, and it has a lot to do with the British Empire's influences that still persist today.
Well, Scott Bennett, what's next for the United States? What does the United States have to do? You've heard Scott there talk about the problems and for how long this has been in the making. What is next? How do you save your society?
Well, Scott Ricard brings up a very brilliant point, and that is the Christian Zionism is the plague, is the darkness, is the blindness that is afflicting the American people. He's exactly right, and it's interesting because what your topic brings up, Marzi, is why isn't the Christian Zionists and the Israeli lobby being prosecuted for interfering in the American election? Why aren't the Israeli lobbyists being prosecuted by force because of their forcing American congressmen and senators to sign a agreement to support Israel for whatever reason? That's the true meddling in the interference of the election, are these Zionist elements that come in and completely corrupt the Constitution. And the Christian Zionist element in the American Christian Church that has brainwashed the American people with a heresy. It's an absolute false heresy, and it is not a Christian belief that Israel and political Zionism is somehow dependent on Christian political decision making. In fact, the American Christian should reject every political action of Israel and its oppressive apartheid activities because it is inhuman and it is against the character of Jesus Christ, which Christians espouse to identify their entire being by. So Christian Zionism and Israel Zionism in general is a plague that needs to be rejected. That being said, the American people are waking up. Thank God they have Press TV and others that are the only sources of truth in the media that they have access to. It's not the American media, as ironic as it sounds. So the American people are waking up. They're seeing the various documentaries and research on YouTube. They're seeing Press TV. Mm-hmm. And I think they need a push from the outside. You ask what needs to be done, Marzia? They need eloquent, articulate, intelligent speakers from these countries, Iran, Russia, Syria, talking to people like Senator Dick Black and others, Scott Ricard, myself and others, and promoting a positive public relations image from Iran and Russia. So the American people say, these countries and people are not the demons we thought. Our own demons are the people occupying Washington, D.C.
Well, let me get Scott Ricard in this 1 minute, your roundup. What does it take to change, turn all of this around?
Well, I think Iran is actually a great example. If you look at Iran, it was obviously the elections were heavily influenced by the Americans under the 1950s by Mossadegh. That puppet was put in place by obviously the Shah of Iran, who was extremely despotic to the Iranian people. And then thank God, you know, with the Iranian revolution, the Islamic revolution in 1979, the Iranians actually got rid of the occupiers and the oppressors of their nation. And look at the just what Scott said. Press TV is one of the few places where Scott and I can actually speak freely about what we believe is going on an international scale. We are not offered this opportunity whatsoever in American media, and I know Scott, just as well as I, have gone after that over and over and over again, very unsuccessfully.
And I'd so definitely thank you, love Press TV, to continue talking
thank
to you guys about this and perhaps
and,
on
and
another show. Love talking to both Scott's Ricard, and Scott Bennett out of Florida and San Francisco. See you guys next time. And as always, viewers, we appreciate you being with us on another debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi signing out from Tehran.